Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again by Rob Morse, because we started something that I have no plans to talk about, but is actually a nice low-hanging chunk of red meat that I wanted him to get out there. So please, sir, enlighten us.
You teed us up, Bill. You said we should pass on a strong respect for the right to keep and bear arms.
Yes, sir.
The next generation needs it. It's our legacy. And how can we say that we have that legacy when there's no right to bear arms in places like New Jersey, Maryland, New York, millions of people in certain coastal counties in California? Well, I think we have a strong legacy. I want to remind you that we put 100 conservative judges on the federal appeals court, and these judges respect the right to bear arms. So do three new judges on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's a legacy that should last for decades.
Right.
On Thursday, the Second Amendment Foundation and the Firearms Policy Coalition filed a lawsuit against New York City because they said, wait a minute, your laws bar the average person from being able to defend themselves outside the home. I think they should have included Los Angeles as well. In Los Angeles, the entire, 4 million people in L.A. County, there are less than 50 concealed carry permits. I'm sorry, 500. They do you have to demonstrate a special or heightened need, and often that means donate enough money to political campaigns.
That's what it means, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also what the SAF is doing, I love them and I need to give them even more money. They want to extend the age at which you can buy a handgun. They said, wait a minute, you shouldn't be able to tell 19-year-olds that they can't get a gun. Between 19 and 21, we've said you're an adult. You can get married between 18 and 21. You can get married, buy a car, start a business, make legally binding contracts, you're an adult. You can get a shotgun, but not a handgun?
Right.
Wait a minute. This is just, it's archaic. It's black magic. It's superstition. Let's not infringe on human rights. Now, it's great to see them bring that suit, and I hope that now that there are judges who respect the Second Amendment, Judge Roberts will not work quite so hard to keep those cases off of the Supreme Court.
I think he's probably going to vote with the other five, because if he does that, then he gets to control who writes the majority opinion.
Ah, so if he opposes the right to bear arms, he's on the losing opinion. He can write a minority report, but he can't help craft the majority decision.
Right.
That's important to know.
Yes. So I don't know where that goes for him. I don't know how he's going to do, but that's just what people that are smarter than me are thinking, so I claim that as mine as well.
Well, so, and, you know, when we say this latest generation, the people, by the way, October was another record for gun purchases, another record for new gun owners, another record for young minority, female particularly, gun owners. So that's a legacy too. I like that legacy. I'll stand by that.
Welcome. I wonder how much longer we can keep setting records, because now that this has happened, I'm wondering what if there's going to be a third wave, because I know there's some places in my state where they do have guns, and there's other places in my state that don't have any.
Wow.
You know, so I just wonder how that's going to go.
Yeah, well, talk to me about this. Oh, by the way, when I went and qualified for my concealed carry permit again, you know, my renewal,
yeah.
I did it with iron sights because I thought, look, come on, make it, don't make it easy. Don't use the reflex. Qualify with irons. But I went, you know, maybe an extra gun should go to the gun store so that people who want a firearm have one to buy.
I've done that a couple of times. I may do that a couple more times, right? I've done that a couple of times. I may do that a couple more. But here's the thing. I'm not doing it to help anybody out. I'm doing it because there's a lot of money to be had in it. And, I mean, that's just me being honest. Because here's the thing. How long have you been preaching about the Second Amendment and gun ownership and carrying a gun and all this stuff? How long have you been doing that?
10 years, easy.
Yeah. So these people that didn't listen, okay, I feel for them. I'm sorry for them. A lot of them have, you know, had to settle for something, you know, just what they could get. And sometimes that lesson learned is so much better than the lesson taught.
Gotcha. No,
and,
I hear you.
This is not me saying this is what you get. I wish this was not what they got. I wish this was not the case.
Now, isn't this, you've seen it so many times, somebody's in a hurry to buy any tool they need, and they get one that doesn't quite fit. So they're back in 2 weeks to get the shoes that fit, the gloves that fit, the right weight and style hammer or electronics or firearm. I hope they come back. What we need to tell them is it should fit you. It can fit you. The right one is out there. Well,
right.
Come on back. Keep scouring the store. It'll come up, and then jump on it when you see it.
Well, this is the other thing some people are expecting. There's some people out there that are expecting a gigantic, huge dump and a gigantic used market coming up.
Wow.
So we'll see.
I wonder when that'll happen. When do they think that'll happen?
I have no idea.
After the election?
I wouldn't think so now. I would think, if anything, they are, after the election, I don't think anybody's running around going, you know what, I think I'm going to dump this gun I just bought for personal protection. Because Biden's already out there, he's already out there making gun control noises.
Yeah, and if anything, we're seeing, I got some news from East Texas, just across the border from me. We're already seeing a surge in sales after the election.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Well, we've got, thank you for telling me about what you did. As you said, these people who want to be gun owners now are willing to pay extra. Let's listen. Do we have something that we'd be willing to part with at that price?
All right.
Good reason.
Right. I mean, I'm not the one setting the price, because when I go sell them to a gun shop, they're the ones telling me what they're going to pay me.
Right.
And surprisingly, despite the fact that they've been able to sell it for more extensive price, they're not passing that on to me when they buy it.
Okay.
We're about to run out of time. Thank you for staying with me.
My pleasure, Bill. I love talking.
Likewise. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, excuse me, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. First things first, if there's any of you out there, any of you goose-stepping list makers of the left, my last name is spelled F-R-A-D-Y. I want you to understand that it is that I am one who supported President Donald Trump and not some other guy. This idea, or I guess the idea that we're supposed to just shrug and accept this fiasco and go on as if there was nothing wrong with this election is a sure way to guarantee that these same issues will arise again and again and again, and maybe that's the plan. Actually, not maybe. That's the plan. And trying to shame us into acquiescing is part of it. They spent 4 years with us insisting that Trump's election was illegitimate. And now they're feigning shock that we react to the election they think gets the results they prefer with the same kind of disgust we would experience seeing Jeffrey Toobin's browser history. So, I'm going to give you some advice, and it's worth exactly what you're about to pay for it, okay? First of all, reject the gaslighting. This election was not normal. It was not regular. It was not worthy of your blind deference. It is some sort of coincidence that all the problems arose in big, you know, urban centers and swing states run exclusively by Democrats. That's what they're hoping to make you believe. That they flooded the electorate with uncontrolled ballots. Yeah, sure. That they just stopped counting on election night, often with President Trump ahead. That they would just kept counting until Biden was allegedly ahead. Texas got it right in one night. Florida did it. The swing states, not so much. And how come every iffy thing that we saw inevitably benefited Joe Biden? These weirdly anomalous results, major down-ballot GOP pickups, but an alleged razor-thin Biden win, only make the whole thing less explicable. Regardless, our repudiation of Botox Nancy does show that our movement remains powerful. We might be down, but we're not out. I expect that there will be more legal wrangling to come with these over these irregularities, and there should be. We have a right to an election system where we can trust that we have counted every legal vote and no others. And if we were asked, did we do this in 2020? The answer is no. And anybody who does say that we did this in 2020, well, they're playing you. But these shenanigans are okay with the establishment. They will tell you they are shocked that anybody might have questions. On the Democrat side, we're supposed to believe that the same people who created the Russia hoax, who framed General Flynn, who accused Justice Kavanaugh of being a teen rapist, would suddenly draw some sort of line at engaging in electoral shenanigans. And the fact is that the Democrats did everything they could to ensure that exactly what happened happened. And the media, even some of those that were supposed to have our back, insisted we just defer to the protestations of regularity. And to them, I say, defer this. Some on our side let out sighs of relief, hoping that they could move back to business as usual with those irritating Trump voters gone. Our movement has always been about disrupting the comfortable arrangements that let the powerful prosper at the expense of the rest of us. And it has always been about resisting the malicious attacks on our traditions and values by jerks posing as our moral superiors. And some of them are Republicans. And they wish we would just shut up and keep paying taxes, fighting their dumb wars, and voting as directed. Except we're not gone. And we're not going. We're still here. And now this time, we're angry. We're really mad. This is one of these things that there's no coming back from. And ditto our alleged allies in the media. We know when we're being gaslighted and we're done with it. And all of you politicians that are supposedly Republicans who are AWOL in this fight, we can't wait to vote against you in the primaries. Did any of you see any of the Bushes out there fighting for us the way we fought for them in 2000? Nah, I didn't either. I saw Obama out there. Did you see George W. or Jeb? Nah. Now, it might be that if they had actually supported Trump, that would have made some of us a little less supportive of Trump. But they could have sent a message to the Salts that all us Republicans need to come home and rally around this president like we rallied around W. But they didn't. When they needed it, we had their backs, and they stabbed ours. And thanks very much, Mitt Romney, for being the very youest you you could be. When we could have used your whiny support in challenging these irregularities, you did exactly what we expect and sold us out. I want my vote back. Some people are really standing up and fighting. Rick Grinnell has been a superstar. Adam Laxalt of Nevada has never wavered. Matt Schlapp, who runs CPAC, has been firing on all cylinders. Others elsewhere have been there, too. There's one theme: protect the process and count every legal vote. And this is where the fight is, here and now. And win or lose, it has to be fought. Or this planned chaos will become the norm. And we can't let that happen. This is our country. And we're not just going to give it up. We want the process to remain pristine and clean. I don't want to hear the rhetoric anymore about every vote counts, disenfranchisement, this, that, the other. Until we get rid of this contagion that has been allowed in the light of all logic, in the face of all logic, then we can't just sit back and just say, okay, well, you know, we're in a fight all the time anyway. That's just the way it is. Ho-hum, let's go. Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Want to get a drink? Shall we go tailgate? What do you want to do? That's, you know, this is the life of the establishment. And we don't need to be doing that. And I don't intend to be doing that. So, you know, just so you know. F-R-A-D-Y, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell acknowledging some of the election victories Republicans had last week.
According to preliminary results, voters across the nation elected and reelected Republican senators to a degree that actually stunned prognosticators. And then there's the presidential race. Obviously, no states have yet certified their election results. And President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.
The United States is the first nation to surpass 10 million COVID infections. John Hopkins University says Texas, California, Florida, New York, and Illinois are the states with the most cases. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina says the campaign slogan "Defund the Police" hurt Democratic candidates across the country. He cited the defeat of Congressman Joe Cunningham in South Carolina as one such example. Clyburn also telling NBC News,
I talked to people down in South Florida. They told me that that really, really was a problem down there. And I can also tell you about the Senate here in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Harrison started to plateau when Defund the Police showed up with a caption on TV right across his head. That stuff hurt Jimmy. I just hope that going forward, we will think about each one of these congressional districts mm-hmm. and let people represent their districts.
A new Harris X poll indicated that 85% of registered voters say their top priority is to make sure every legal vote is counted correctly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Fox News' Judge Jeanine Pirro has a regular slot on Saturday night at 9 p.m. for her show Justice. Many viewers consider her to be their Saturday night date. This past Saturday, Judge Jeanine was a no-show. And the reason was that Fox News was not going to tolerate her strong defense of President Trump. Now, before we go any further, I think a little background is useful. When Rupert Murdoch stepped down from Fox Corp, he handed the reins over to his sons, James and Lachlan. James is a hard left Trump hater. He finally left Fox in July because he couldn't stand its politics. Lachlan now heads Fox. While he's more conservative than his brother, which is good, let's talk about Lachlan's wife, Sarah Murdoch. If you check out the information at the FEC regarding her individual political contributions, you see donations to Biden, the Lincoln Project, and the DNC, all in fairly small dollar amounts. Beginning in January 2019, she also donated on a daily basis, sometimes several times a day, to Act Blue, which also goes to the Democrats. Someone wiser in the ways of political donations than I can explain her daily $3 to $5 donations to the Democrat funding organization for almost 2 years. Whatever Lachlan's politics are at home, he's getting a steady Democrat drumbeat from his wife. rumor has it that Sarah was the driving force behind the firing of Bill O'Reilly. Then, in March of 2019, Fox welcomed Paul Ryan, a spineless never-Trumper, to the board. Ryan has allegedly long been pushing Fox to dump Trump. Other Trump-hostile people at Fox are Donna Brazile, who ought to be shunned for helping Hillary cheat, Martha McCallum, Juan Williams, Neil Cavuto, and Chris Wallace. You remember Chris, right? He was one who stabbed Trump in the back and the chest during the first presidential debate. Still, because Fox News is more conservative than MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NPR, PBS, the monolithic hard-left Democrat propaganda media outlets, it's long been the go-to place for Trump supporters. Tucker Carlson remains a bright spot, as does Greg Gutfeld and his panel. And the remaining Fox News team members are increasingly suspect. Additionally, they decided to hand their election decision desk over to hardcore Democrat and Hillary supporter Arnon Mishkin. It was Mishkin who refused to call Florida for Trump despite his clear victory there, but insisted that Arizona be called for Trump when there was clearly enough votes still outstanding for Trump to win. And who can forget this past September when Fox News shut down Newt Gingrich when he pointed out that many of the district attorneys who are letting crime run rampant in American cities attained their positions thanks to George Soros' money? Harris Faulkner later insisted that Fox did not censor people after having censored Newt. And with that background, you can better understand Newsmax's report about Jun Janine's absence from the lineup this past Saturday. And they write, for those of you who might have tuned in and did not see Fox News' Justice with Judge Jeanine Pirro on Saturday night, sources told Newsmax the show was suspended over a spat on the network's coverage of President Donald Trump. Sources close to the network tell Newsmax because she made a very staunch defense of President Trump and wanted to expose the vote fraud that took place in the election, Fox News decided not to air her show. It had extended coverage of Democrat Joe Biden's acceptance speech of a contested election. Sources gave no inclination of whether the network is going to keep the show going, but we hear she was suspended for at least this weekend. I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to jettison Fox. Tucker Carlson might get an exemption because Fox apparently still are giving him independence. Same holds true for Greg Gutfeld. But if you want actual news, you need to go to Newsmax or OAN, One American News Network. Both report the news honestly, but are equally honest in their support for conservatism rather than the weak sauce anti-Trump rhinoism that is infecting Fox. And then we get this from Thomas Lipson. It is a quote from Mark Stein on the Fox News desertion of Trump. One of the notable features of the last 5 days is that Rupert Murdoch in particular is so over Trump, having declared Arizona early on Tuesday night. The Murdoch properties have moved on to call for the president to stop the stolen election rhetoric and concede gracefully. His loudest voices on Fox have been relegated to Cameo, and those still on air are strangely muted, or what's the word, pivoting, as daintily as they can. And this isn't anything to do with Murdoch's liberal daughters-in-law. This is Rupert himself, whom Trump declined to court and whose network he insulted on air even on election morning. That night after the Arizona decision, Jared Kushner called Murdoch to complain. Rupert took the call. He would not take the call from Jared today. So having called the election, the media have advanced to the self-focused puff pieces. You know. As they are. News. Anything you see on TV is designed to do two things. It's designed to get ratings so that they can get money. Now, some news organizations can also, you know, they also get funding from, you know, various places like, I don't know, Bloomberg perhaps. I don't know. Maybe he funds people. He funds everything else. Soros, maybe. I don't know. In the case of Fox News, who always perennially finishes in the top or at the top on cable news. They've had no issues keeping up with advertising and everything else. So they're making money. But what happened during the election stunned me. Not because I've long suspected that Fox News, you know, you look at what they're doing and what they're saying and the way they're putting things and the, you know, the whole we report, you decide thing. And over time, as you looked at it and considered it, you would see that they were really letting the other side have their say, which was fine. But then when you have the other side, you let them have their say. And then when you go with it and you don't have at least one of each on your election night decision desk, and you go with that, and they're getting to spin the yarn. And everybody that's watching this is, you know, everybody watching Fox on election night were absolutely wanting Trump to win. And they were busy trying to manipulate the narrative. And that's the key thing here to take away from this. Everybody's always wanted to control the narrative. Right now the narrative is, hey, Biden won. We should just accept it. We should be looking for a peaceful transition of power because that's what we're about. We're better than this, this and that, and all this other stuff. And in the meantime, from the same people that have called you a Nazi and a misogynist and a hate monger and a racist and a xenophobic, Islamophobic, every kind of phobic and ism that could be described to you or subscribed to you, they put to you or ascribe to you, whichever word it is. And that's where I draw the line. I'll go find my own narrative. I don't need you to tell me what to think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets,
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Since antiquity, military commanders leading expeditions burned their boats so that nobody would be tempted to desert the battles ahead and head for the safety of home. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, by calling for a list of Trump supporters to be compiled, has in effect burned the boats for those Republicans tempted to concede the presidential election and pledge their support to Biden, so the media and the Democrats they imagine will be kind to them. On Twitter, she goes, "Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future." Then we get another, in a tweet later made private, former Pete Buttigieg staffer Emily Abrams directed the Vengeful to do something called the Trump Accountability Project. "We're launching the Trump Accountability Project to make sure anyone who took a paycheck to help Trump undermine America is held responsible for what they did." On its landing page, the TAP warns, "We should welcome in our fellow Americans with whom we differ politically. But those who took a paycheck from the Trump administration should not profit from their efforts to tear our democracy apart. The world should never forget those who, when faced with the decision, chose to put their money, their time, and their reputations behind separating children from their families, encouraging racism and anti-Semitism, and negligently causing the unnecessary loss of life and economic devastation from our country's failed response to the COVID-19 pandemic." You know, especially with this one, I want Trump to pull this back now, and I want all of the, I want these guys, I want their souls to die on the left. I want this to be an electoral victory for Trump, but at the same time, I would love to wake up one morning and say, "You guys own COVID-19. Show me what you're going to do. How are you going to stop a virus?" According to the Post-Millennial, The site is a self-described permanent record of those who elected the president, including Trump campaign staffers, Republican National Committee members, and affiliated PACs in 2016 or 2020. Individuals who donated a significant amount, $1,000 or more, in efforts to re-elect a president and related campaign committees are also blacklisted. Others who worked in the Trump administration endorsed the president in a public light, that would be me, were appointed to federal boards, commissions, or the judiciary, and staff law firms that represented the Trump name in any capacity are named. I can't wait for you guys to show up. And while all of that is ominous, neither of these Avengers specify what they have in mind for those who disagreed with them in a presidential election. Others are not so shy. The very sad Jennifer Rubin, who poses as a conservative op-ed writer for the Washington Post, wants a blacklist that would deny the opportunity to make a living for those who supported the incumbent Republican president. She wrote, "Any are now promoting rejection of an election or calling to not follow the will of voters or making baseless allegations of fraud should never serve an office, join a corporate board, find a faculty position, or be accepted into polite society. We have a list. Put me on it." Others betrayed the bloodthirstiness and sadism that totalitarians so often embrace. Writer and podcaster Touré, who made a name for himself at the Rolling Stone, he said, "If you're a Trumper, I hope the pain and anxiety you feel now is excruciating. You voted against America and for a cult leader who has no redeeming or admirable qualities. He's a cretin who cares nothing about this country, and you don't either. You deserve all the pain and more." Touré? Touché. Whatever you think there, brother, but listen. It's not free. Senator Marsha Blackburn is among those who laugh in the defiance of the tyrant wannabes. "If by undermining America you mean stopping Democrat socialism, not defunding police and blocking the Green New Deal, add me to your list." John Sexton of Hot Air has compiled other tweets of defiance, some of them rather colorful. Like Stephen Miller said, "Former Obama bought bros putting political enemies on lists. Really leaning into the brand." Emily Zanotti, "Come on, take it, fascist." Kate Pavlich, "She's keeping lists for her re-education camps." Some theorize this move by Ocasio-Cortez is defensive. And there's a reason for this. Most of the Democratic Party is blaming her for their losses in the House, and she is desperate to change the conversation. Once again, trying to change the narrative. Now, make no mistake, the left wing of the Democrat Party is now revolutionary in intent and completely untethered, or so they think, from constitutional constraints. And if and when they gain the upper hand in a Democrat administration, probably through extensive street violence, they would not hesitate to torture and murder their opponents the way the victorious Castro revolutionaries, especially the bloodthirsty Che Guevara, so idolized by American leftists, did. Here's the problem with all of that, though. First of all, they're not built for this. Most of these people come from the inner city, where they're so cosmopolitan and advanced from us. They don't need guns because they have doormen and armed security around them. So they don't need guns, and therefore they do not have the means. They do not have the capacity. They do not have the capability to launch and do what they are advocating they wish to do. They have moved to defund the police. The police are behind Trump. Almost 100% of them are behind Trump. I don't know if that's actually, that number is correct. Let's say the majority of them are behind Trump. We'll just go with that, shall we? And, the military's gotten out there and said, "We're not part of a contested, we're not part of this." The ex-generals, who cares about them? Who cares about you, ex-generals? General Mattis, you should have stopped when you were ahead. When you were still the mad dog. Everybody thought you were like the second coming of Patton. And then you revealed yourself to be a leftist. So, when I say they're not built for it, the problem is some of us are. And it would not take many of us to deal with them. Because most of them, we would knock the will to fight out of them. I mean, they may, I keep hearing about all the street violence. Where's that going to happen? Oh, well, Portland, Seattle, New York, L.A., Detroit, Baltimore, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's the same places it's happening now. So, you know, none of that's happened around me. I'm out going out as much as I can. I'm not looking for there to be a fight. Don't want there to be a fight. Don't even want to see it. Probably going to run from it if I do. And at the same time, if it does present itself and I can't get out of it, I will get out of it. I'm just going to be in the legal process, or, you know, I'm going to be in the legal system, rather. But, yeah, I'll get out of it. So, please, by all means, make your lists. Make your lists. Like I said, F-R-A-D-Y. Come at it. Come at me. I don't expect you to be conciliatory. I expect you to be who you are. And I am prepared for you to be who you are. I don't know how prepared you are for me to be who I am. And I really don't want to find out. But you should never, you know, you should never look at somebody who is willing to be a combatant, who is trained to be a combatant, that prays for peace, and presume that's all there is. You should never do that. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.